Money and market. So anyway, so theme for today is keep on keeping on. There is only one way to be successful in this environment is to see where things are going and move forward. You know, hopefully focus very much on your passion. And if you don't know what your passion is, certainly focus on deflating your expenses as quickly as you can. So the wave is upon us. Please take advantage of it. Money and markets. The markets are really off to a slow start in January. The month is not over. Let's see how it ends. But oftentimes there is a belief that as the markets go in January is a real signal of the rest of the year. Again, that reflects the fact that the world is grappling with deflation in a variety of forms. The big one, of course, is Mother Nature. And we see that here in North America as the cold front continues to pummel different parts of the United States, a new cold front moving into the East Coast this week. And then big headlines, including one in the Christian Science Monitor that I put up on the blog, about the California drought. The California drought has been going on for years. It's getting more and more serious. And this summer, if it continues, you'll see many farmers and parts of the agricultural community that are just going to have to throw in the towel. So the California drought is going to get very serious and underscore for many more people the issues around the importance of the food supply. Another big source, as I said earlier, in the source of deflation is the this tender of Global 3.0 for 2.0, re-engineering a lot of jobs out of existence, replacing them with different ways of running processes and using technology. Some stories, a lot of stories up on the blog that fit this category this week. T-Mobile announces banking services for wireless customers, and it's designed to protect them from all sorts of bank fees, including overdraft fees, just when those kind of fees are reaching an all-time high. So very clever story. Check that out. We're seeing more and more headlines called the retail death rattle. And this is a complicated issue here in North America because on one side you've got the 3.0 re-engineering making life very difficult, particularly for the big department stores, Best Buy, Sears, or not Best Buy as a department store, but Sears, JCPenney's, and Macy's just struggling to find a way to evolve beyond the 2.0 business model. But on the other side, we see Obamacare hitting the discretionary income of a whole world of people who have been holding up a lot of these businesses for quite a while. And I talked about it recently in connection with what's happening to the Las Vegas sort of gambling industry. But when Obamacare knocks out that much discretionary income across the board, it's going to have a wide effect on retail across the board. Another interesting story, and another good example of 3.0, Amazon has filed a patent on a processes that will allow it to send items before you buy them, which predict that it will that you will probably buy based on your buying patterns. Lots of stories on startup and incubators. Another in the high tech report in the Economist story. There's some articles about incubators and startups. We put one of them up on the blog, but if you want to check out that whole special report, it's a good one. Recent Gallup poll reports only 3% of Americans rank immigration reform as a top priority. Immigration reform is a top priority for Global 3.0 because, in fact, if you can change the rules so that anybody who goes to graduate school or college in America gets a college or graduate degree, gets a right automatically to get a green card, then you've suddenly got tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of new entrepreneurs ready to get financed and to rebuild the 3.0 economy at high speed. Interestingly enough, a series of stories that reminds us when you have this kind of reengineering of the business model, one of the guys who often gets squeezed out, especially when corporations are looking for profits, is the mafia. And we see an organized crime. We see a real movement both in Italy and the United States against the traditional Italian mafia. We certainly know what the Vatican has been up to at the Vatican Bank. We've talked about it before, but headlines this week, Italy issues 90 mafia arrest warrants and seizes pizza restaurants. We have One of the mobsters who was the basis of the Goodfellas story just happened to be arrested after many, many years. Just more reports of the Italian mafia being squeezed out. Again, my read on that is that's basically, you don't need that lair, and the corporate profits need that money. Very important story in the global economy is Chinese growth. China's been hit hard by a variety of slowdown in the G7 world. Europe was the biggest buyer of Chinese goods. So as Europe has slowed down over the last 2 years, that's hit China. The reengineering of more manufacturing into North America also impacts China. And that's very much a 3.0 versus 2.0 story, because it was 2.0 outsourcing to China that started to build Chinese manufacturing. Now, with 3.0 automation, some of that's coming back, and that has profound implications for China, because one of China's great weaknesses is it has a lot of people it needs to keep working, and so global 3.0 is going to be very tough on China unless China can find a way to really build middle-class consumption in a way that keeps people working. Needless to say, I'm always shocked when people talk about the quote-unquote war between China and America, and certainly there is an economic war. We cooperate and we compete, but the interdependencies are clearly growing, and China has had absolutely blistering growth. Some of that growth has depended on some pretty loose credit policies, both in real estate and in local government. We see lots of headlines this week, and they're up on the blog, about regulators in China trying to get some kind of arms around the shadow banking risks and try and prevent as much loose credit policies in local governments. We see a very interesting decision also up on the blog. An SEC judge is announcing they're going to bar the big four accounting firms from issuing audit opinions over the 6 months. How is that supposed to work? Now, the big four are going to, they're going to appeal that, but you have a huge number of listed companies on the American exchanges from China who are depending on those companies for their audit opinions. And of course, continuing to trade in the U.S. markets depends on those audit opinions. So exactly how this is going to work, I don't know, but it's a big fight. And this is part of the concern about whether or not the Chinese system is accounting system and financial control systems are healthy and trustworthy. A lot of this, to me, is simply the symptoms of an economy that's been growing at blistering growth rates. It can't possibly continue to do that. What you need to do is you need to consolidate growth, and you need to continue to build out your managerial and regulatory infrastructure. That's all part of a young country growing. One of the things that America can do if it gets really concerned about Chinese economic health is to bring down the oil price. And so if anything, slow growth in China, if anything, to me, augurs a lower oil price. But let's see what happens. There's no doubt that there has been fears that the Chinese economy might spiral down if we see China not grow stop or even a deflation there. It's going to be a big slowdown for the global economy. That's not unrelated to why we see more militarism in East Asia. It's one way to distract the populations, and frankly, war is a big job program. It's another way to traditionally keep the economies going. Some other stories, we saw interest rates temper a little bit, so the bond market for the beginning of the year has not had a bad period. I think that's just part of the natural channel. Interest rates have risen quite a lot. I expect them to keep rising, but we saw them back down just a little bit this month. But not surprisingly, new news from John Williams at Shadow Stats, reporting December and November existing home sales hit a 14-month low, and the recent home sale numbers are not good whatsoever. I would argue, again, it really depends on if you're an area with strong 2.0 or economy versus a strong 3.0. The areas of where 3.0 is strong, to me, the housing market continues to look strong. We're now beginning to see, and I described this in the wrap-up, but I'm going to be talking about this all this year, we're starting to see fascism promoted literally as fashion. As I've said, one of the results of the NSA scandals is that the private companies are going to become a lot more powerful in running what I call the data beast and the sort of surveillance systems. And so fascism is really being sold in a way that will make the consumer embrace it and want to promote and be part of being surveilled, if you will. We see Google announce smart contact lenses that allows a person to monitor their blood sugar levels. You look at it and you think, if you thought Google Glasses were creepy, you haven't seen anything yet. That story up on the blog. Another story that you want to check out on cyber attacks on refrigerators and how in the Internet of Things, the hackers literally can hack into and use your possessions in your house and your car for a variety of interests. And again, the stories about drones and how wonderful drones are don't stop. An interesting twist, also a story up in the blog, the Tennessee legislature, God love them, have a bill before the legislature designed to cut off municipal services to the NSA encryption breaking facility at Oak Ridge. I thought that was a good one. Let's see if that passes. Lots of Sturm und Drang in the gold market as Germany only got its delivery of 5 tons. And Deutsche Bank backs out of the LBMA market. And so a lot of going on. We have gold up a little bit this month. You know, if anything, I think this is part of an interim improvement or firming up in the gold price at the beginning of the year. I think it's a temporary thing. And again, as I've said before, I don't think you prove a bottom and prove the primary trend until you break through 1530 on the gold price and hold that line. So I think this is going to be a long year in the gold market, but the gold bugs are all abuzz about the German gold and what it all means. And one article after another saying that the gold price in the gold market is managed, and my attitude is, well, so it's been that way my whole life. I don't see what's new.